with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. People don't always think about the environmental impact of the food we eat, and specifically about the water pollution created by the meat processing industry. More than 8 billion chickens are slaughtered every year in the U.S., along with 100 million hogs and 30 million beef cattle. These animals are processed in more than 5,000 meat processing plants, large and small. I worked with my colleagues at the Environmental Integrity Project to examine the EPA and state records of the 98 largest of these slaughterhouses. Most are owned by international companies like Tyson's, based in Arkansas, and Smithfield Foods and Pilgrim's Pride, owned by conglomerates based in China and Brazil. What we found was that 75% of these slaughterhouses broke the Federal Clean Water Act by exceeding the water pollution limits in their state permits between January 1, 2016 and June 30th of this year, including for releasing excessive amounts of fecal bacteria, pathogens, and nitrogen into rivers and streams. But there was very little enforcement of the law or penalties against polluters by the states or EPA. Eric Schaefer is former director of civil enforcement at EPA and executive director of the Environmental Integrity Project. He noted that almost half of these slaughterhouses are in small rural communities where more than 30% of the residents live beneath the poverty line.
If you're looking at polluting industries, just ask yourself, where are they most likely to be located? They're going to move to and operate in communities that tend to be lower income, and to speak bluntly, have sometimes less political power than upper middle class communities where you can expect the neighborhood is going to lawyer up and fight having a plant located near them. So, you know, we've got a very unequal situation in America where we have these pockets of heavy pollution.
One of the worst pockets of pollution is here in Sussex County, Delaware, which has one of the highest concentrations of meat processing plants in America. The county has 5 chicken slaughterhouses, 4 of which have violated their water pollution control permits over the last 4 years, according to state records. And now a 6th plant is planned for construction. On a recent afternoon, local resident Maria Payan stood at the gate of the Allen Harum Foods plant in Sussex County and watched as a flatbed truck loaded with chickens and cages rumbled past her into the slaughterhouse.
Well, the impact is just becoming too much for the people to tolerate, too much for the environment to tolerate, too much for the private wells to tolerate.
Almost 700 county residents have filed a class action lawsuit against the Mounterra Poultry Slaughterhouse in Sussex County. They claim it has contaminated local drinking water wells and made people sick by spraying millions of gallons of waste, including feces and blood and guts from slaughtered chickens, onto fields with homes right next to them. In response to the lawsuit, Mounterra issued a statement that denied responsibility, saying in part, quote, "Elevated levels of nitrates in Sussex County is a very common, widespread environmental condition that has existed for many decades, long before Mounterra," unquote. Court records, however, show that none of the homes uphill from the Mounterra slaughterhouse has nitrate levels exceeding the health limit. But at least 20 homes downhill from the plant have unsafe levels, with one monitoring well hitting 9 times the legal limit for the contaminant. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.